All right, everyone, we're going to get started here. Thank you for joining me today. I am Brian Clark. First thing we're going to start with, though, is a selfie. So feel free, it's optional, but to join in, stand up, wave your hands, say hi. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Thank you very much. Don't mind me. I'm just a millennial. Typical millennial. All right, great. So thank you for joining me. We're going to be talking about Node, deploying it onto Azure with a little bit of CI/CD fun stuff in between. To get us going with that, though, if you all remember when this kind of came out, the announcement, right? It was a great turning point, I feel, with Microsoft in that it was showing love for Linux, and it helped transition to also showing some love to JavaScript and Node, so much so that I feel the relationship between the two are kind of like these monkeys giving each other's hugs, and Microsoft is embracing that opportunity as well. To that same extent, our team, the developer advocate team, Ashley McNamara, is a great artist. She has been creating these little illustrations with our mascot Bit with the various technologies that Microsoft is starting to show some love for. And so these are pretty cool. If you are interested in checking out some more of these, she has them up on her GitHub repo. This short link will get you there right away. The goal of the talk today, though, is to hope that you agree, you at the end of it, you feel you agree that Microsoft is showing love towards Node and JavaScript and that type of technology. If you don't, then I guess we'll just have to blame Bill Gates or something, right? Another millennial trait, blaming your elders. Good job, Brian. All right, so the first thing we're going to go through is some options that we have to deploy Node to Azure. There are many options. We're going to go through a few of them today, the first one being straight through the Azure portal. Let's jump over into our demo of that right now. So when you come to the portal, you go to portal.azure.com. Excuse me. You're going to want to create a resource, because we need somewhere to carve out some space in Azure to host our Node application. And where you would want to go is one of the popular options, clicked on the wrong thing there, is Web App. Web App here is Azure's platform as a service offering. It's called Azure App Service. And what this is going to allow us to do is create space for our Node application. We need to create a unique name, so we'll say BCMS build demo 2. Choose the right subscription that we want. Resource group is just a logical grouping for all the types of things that you might be leveraging within Azure in addition to app services, or maybe you have multiple app services that you want to run with. We'll create a new one for that. Choose Linux for our operating system to run Node on, and the app service plan and the runtime stack. Specifically, we want to go with Node 8.9. We're going to choose Pin to Dashboard and click Create. The Pin to Dashboard, it brings it back to that original view we saw before, which gives us this nice view of all the resources. We can customize that dashboard to our liking. And once that's starting to create, we go automatically over to that view, and we can see this tile that's showing the progress of that resource being provisioned up in Azure. But to save us some time, we're going to check out what would happen when you're done provisioning your first instance of a web app in, oh, there we go. That was actually pretty quick. Excellent. It'll bring you to this overview view, and you can test that everything is up and running by clicking on the URL that's available there, and you will get the default view just to give you that kind of like sanity check that everything is up and running and working there. It might take a minute to load, so we'll check out this other one that I have really quick, and we know that that's working. So that, ladies and gentlemen, allows us to carve out the space that we want to load our Node application. But I have an existing Node app up in GitHub that I want to actually run in here. We don't have our code running just yet. To do that, we'll go down to the deployment section of the settings here and look at the deployment options that we may have with Azure. So we can choose a source. The sources we have as options are local, Git repository, GitHub, and Bitbucket. I'm going to choose GitHub because that's my source control management system that I prefer right now. And what that is doing is it's going out to GitHub. I have already previously authorized Azure to access my GitHub account. So it's going out and finding the different organizations I'm associated with, the repositories that I have, and the branches for those repositories, things like that, so that I can choose them as an option to load from. And there we go. So you can see my organization is personal under Clark EO. I choose the project that I want, which is the simple node server. It defaults to the master branch, which is what I want, and I click OK, and we're good to go. Now, what that's going to do now is it's going to go out to that repo, start pulling in the source code that I have, build it, we'll do an npm install, get those dependencies that we want so that it can run as needed. Just to see what that node application is doing, it's very simple node, one file, server.js with one route that just sends a message back to us for now. To get that running, I'm going to open up the terminal in Visual Studio Code here. CD to the simple node server directory that I have, run npm start, and then we can go to localhost 4000 to see just what that's doing. And you can see it just sends back a server, the server is running on port 4000. And just checking back, this is what the default view looks like before you load your source code into it. So going back to the deployment options, we click on that one more time to see how that is progressing. And no deployments found. So sometimes that might happen, so we'll click sync to manually sort that. But to give you an example of what it looks like when it's done, this is an example where I've already pulled in the changes from that application. And it, you know that it is your latest changes because this top section here gives you the latest commit message that you loaded in on your source control management system. To see it running, we would go back to overview and click on the little URL here that gives you access to that. So the name of your Azure App Service has to be unique because it's running under that subdomain of azurewebsites.net, and that's part of what you need to look out for. So we can see it's running in Azure under port 8080 for us. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is deploying Node on Azure through the portal. The other option we may have, do we have any people that enjoy working in Vim? Yes, very keyboard-focused people. The Azure CLI is your friend then, because you can accomplish everything we just did from the portal from the Azure CLI. The typical flow would go, you've got to log in, obviously, so that it knows what account to use in Azure and your subscription and payment model that you're using. Create an app service plan and a resource group to load your application within your Node app in, and then create a web app through these various options. Don't worry about these. I'm skimming through them very quickly, but you could see a lot of parameters and options that give you fine-grained control, and that's what I think is part of the benefits of the CLI. You get to stay in the terminal for those of you that are keyboard-centric. I'm envious of you all, by the way, that can use Vim because I feel like it's a highly efficient way of coding. I'm just not that good at it, really. The other thing is you get that fine-grained control, as I was mentioning before, and on top of that, I think you could take it a step further and recreate scripts using the Azure CLI to run over and over again if you so choose. So that's option number two. The third option is Visual Studio Code, and this is one I'm leaning more and more towards for a lot of applications, demo applications that I'm building within Azure. So let's, whoops, get out of presentation mode for a second. Switch over to Visual Studio Code. So here's the source code again. Let's stop that from running really quick. There we go. In Visual Studio Code, there is an extension call for Azure App Service. You can search for it in the top hand section here. And that's the extension that we would use. You can install that directly, or there's an extension pack you can leverage that includes this as well, along with some other goodies. And it will show up under this activity bar icon for Azure. From there, the app service, you would log into it. I've done that already. It shows you all your various subscriptions that you may have within Azure, and all the, as you can see, I've been testing this demo quite a bit, all the different instances of Azure App Service in there. Now, if I wanted to create a new one, I just click the little plus icon, and we start getting prompts in Visual Studio Code. So I choose my subscription, give it a unique name, demo code, hit enter. So that's going to go and let me choose a resource group now. I'm going to choose Linux as my operating system. And you can see very similar flow that we saw in the portal and through our options in the Azure CLI. The bottom pane here in the output gives you an indication of how it's progressing in provisioning that that particular instance of it. And then it gives you a notification. Do you want to deploy your application to this instance of App Service? I'm going to choose yes, and that then prompts me to search for the source code on my machine to load into there. So I'll click the simple node server And that's going to go out and start doing that whole pushing your Node application in there as well. And you can see the progress the way it does is it creates a zip package of what we have locally, and we can start loading it up into Azure in the cloud. We can access it there and start testing things further. Well, when that would be finished, I can right-click on it and say browse website, just like we would in the portal through the overview option that we had as well. So cool. Those are three options that we have within Azure to deploy Node on Azure, rather. Now, with all of this, though, I think it's kind of risky because I'm deploying directly from my Sheen to production. That's a lot of responsibility on somebody, and you might be wild to be doing something like that because you can introduce bugs, or maybe somebody might let that power go to their head and take over a website and put in what they want there. So instead, one of the better ways for a company to approach deploying is by providing a pipeline, a CI/CD pipeline. And what Azure and Microsoft has to offer there is called VSTS, or Visual Studio Team Services. The benefit of this is, just like you would expect with any CI/CD provider, you can use any language for your project that you want to run within this pipeline. In addition to that, you can provision for different environments. So if you're working, you have many environments for like latest or your development that's for testing, QA, stage, all the way up to production, you can focus, you can leverage that within the pipeline and build for each of those environments. In addition to that, it comes with a built-in Git repository. So if you wanted to, you can use it as your source control management system, or we can always use an external source control management system such as GitHub or any of the other source control providers. And last but not least, one of the benefits of Visual Studio Team Services is that it has built-in build tests. So I am a developer at heart. I'm not a DevOps person, and so that kind of word and what is involved with it can be a little bit intimidating. I don't really want to spend time on that. I want to build my apps. What I've seen here through Visual Studio Team Services and any other CI/CD pipeline, it has greatly simplified that. And these built-in build tests kind of give me an idea of what I would want to do within the DevOps option that we have here. So you have built-in ones. There's also ones, if it doesn't provide what you want there, you can look into a marketplace that has something over 500 build tests that other people have built, or you can go and create your own custom one, which would be written in something like PowerShell or even Node.js if you'd like. So let's take a look at what it's like to provision or deploy through a pipeline option here. So we'll come back over to the portal, and we'll go home, and we'll say create a new resource, and we have another popular option here, which is a DevOps project. Now, one thing to note with this is that it is in preview, but I think it's at a great state to start using today. As we can see, we have options to start with a new application. So if you don't have source code, you just want to get familiar with this, you can leverage some of the templates that they have available here for various languages, like and Node is available there as well. But since I have my own source code already, I'm going to say bring your own code and select that and choose next. Then it's going to want to know what's your code repository. I'm going to use GitHub. It's going to take a second to go out there and learn about my account up in GitHub and the various repositories and organizations I'm hooked up to. So we'll give that just a moment to load in. It should default because it's familiar with what my latest repository was that I was working within. It's going to default to that for me so that I can easily move on to the next step from here. There we go. So I would just click Next. So we have the simple Node server already selected. The framework we want to use is Node, obviously. I don't have a task runner, but maybe you have a legacy application, or not a legacy application, any application that's still using Grunt and Gulp to help you with your builds of your application. You can include that as well and start running with those to migrate it over. And then you get the option to choose what type of system you want to run in Azure App Service to deploy your application to. In this case, I want to choose Web App for Linux. It says 8.1 for the version of Node. Again, as I mentioned before, it's in preview, so that's going to get in sync with the latest long-term support version of Node as well, but I'll show you how we can get around this little piece here in just a moment. We'll click next. And this is where we start getting into some more specifics with VSTS, Visual Studio Team Services. You could create a new account. I'm going to use my existing account, give it yet another unique name, MS Build VSTS 2 or 3, let's say. I choose down here my subscription, the name of the project, and where the app service location is, and pricing tier. If you need to change that, you click that, and it gives you some options from there as well to modify it. Once we click that done button, it's going to validate and then start provisioning this whole pipeline along with our source code in Azure with app service and all these things put together and give us this great view of what a pipeline in through Visual Studio Team Services and this DevOps project provides to us in Azure. To kind of show that, for the sake of time, we're going to go home here. Once it's done provisioning, you'd be presented with a view like such as this. And it kind of gives you that single pane of glass to see all the different pieces that the CI/CD pipeline is handling for you. And by default, it sets up a lot of things specific to Node that you would be using in a typical build process. Spam call while I'm in the middle of presenting. Now, from there, we can go directly to visualstudio.com, which is where the pipeline and build definitions are, and we click on build and release builds. And that will show the build associated to this particular DevOps project for Node. And we're going to click on what my boss calls the three pimples, those three dots there, edit. And from here, we're going to be able to see all the different build tests that come canned with this option. It goes out and tells the app service what version of Node we want. Since we want to get LTS for 8, which is, I think, up to 8.10 today, I can change this to X. And then I would click Save for now. And if you wanted to create comments to track changes within the build test that you got going on, it also comes with NPM install. It's going to zip up those files, copy them to a target location, and then publish them to your Azure app service that's associated with this DevOps project. Let's go ahead and queue it off to see how that runs. You also have some options on what system you want to run this build process on. So you could use the new hosted Linux preview or any of the other options here. We're going to use Linux to give us that true sense of an environment where the Node application would be running. And we can monitor the progress of how this build is going. It gives us a little notification that lets us do that. What's great about this to me, again, as a developer, is I kind of see what's going on, excuse me, as things are happening. And I get logs live as they're happening, so I can understand where there might be a failure point. So as you start building out your build tests in here, where you want to start adding in things like NPM tests to run your unit tests or some security checks, like I tend to use either the Node Security Project as a check as part of my pipeline process, or Sneak, which is another tool that's great for checking for vulnerabilities in your dependency. And there we go. We're running through things. We go through each step here. Let's make that a little bit larger so you can all see what's going on. The job gives you a link to the logs for each specific build test that you might be running in there as well. And it looks like everything went through successfully. Yay. Now let's try and break it. So in my project, I have a test task in my package.json that runs sneak tests to check for vulnerabilities in my database, in my dependencies. So we'll edit this again. Let's go back to editing it. And I want to add in a new task, a new build step. So to do that, I click on the little plus icon. I'll search for NPM. Click Add for that. And let's move it up to after NPM install. We're going to run a custom command, which is NPM test. And I'm going to save and queue that. And then let's click on the little notification here so we can monitor that build. Wait for the agent to go. It's in the queue. So it's using shared resources for your build agent in order to run through your build steps. You can get into more isolated versions of this to where you can have faster build speeds if you'd like, instead of having shared hosted agents like that. But that's not going through. Well, in any case, the logs would show directly in there that it's going to fail. I was expecting it to fail. And then I would be able to go in and update what I would need to do to understand. Oh, there we go. I would go in and be able to update it. I know it's going to fail because this my sneak test is not authorized. I need to provide it a token in order to access my account through sneak to check for vulnerabilities in my database. For the sake of time, we're going to come back to the presentation. And so while I've been talking about Visual Studio Team Services, you're not restricted to that as your CI/CD pipeline in order to deploy Node in this fashion on Azure. You can work with existing systems, the existing pipeline providers that you might have today in order to deploy your Node applications onto Azure. They have various ways of either you create deployment credentials in Azure yourself, or they will provide connections and integrations directly into Azure for you. So to summarize everything really quick, we learned about being able to use the Azure portal to deploy Node that way, Azure CLI for those that are very keyboard-driven workflows, VS Code, that allows us to stay in that context of where we're writing our code, and we can start demoing and building out and publishing prototype applications in our demos, and then a pipeline with VSTS or any of the other providers. As far as resources, there's much more documentation and much more capabilities within this space. You can go to these links here that allow you that provide documentation around that, especially the Azure CLI, the VSTS as a pipeline, things like that, and getting started with Node on Azure today. So thank you all very much. I appreciate. Oh, we got some more pictures going. Thank you all very much. My name is Brian Clark. I appreciate you coming out today, and I hope you found this very helpful. Have a good rest of the build.